This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
Do you look at your car as a part of your family?
No.
No, eh?
I don't think so.
You're like, this is such a weird question. Like, who would do that? Well, 51% of people, they look at their vehicle as a part of their family.
No, that's cars are inanimate objects.
Not to 51% of people.
Apparently.
It also goes on to say that a good portion of people, they plan on keeping their current car forever. They don't want to get rid of it. They don't want to sell it. And they will continue to fix the problems because they just like the car a lot.
Fair. I get that. Like, if you want to make sure it's a good investment and keep it running, I get that. But I've got a Nissan Rogue. I can't imagine keeping this thing forever.
Yeah. Eh? you know what? The car is definitely not a part of my family, but I got a name for it, right? I've had Blue Moon, and this is Betty White.
Oh, nice. My first car was a Firefly.
Mm.
Very small car, very small tires. I think it cost like $16 to fill the tank.
This was
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was blue, so I called it the Blue Button.
The Blue Button.
And then I got in an accident, and then I got another Firefly. It was a little silver one, so we called it the Silver Bullet.
You know what? Let's hear your car names here.
And tell us what kind of car it is, because that would factor in.
938-0963. What was your car name?
Well, my very first car was a 69 Plymouth Fury 3, and it was named Goldie.
Gold? Was it gold? I'm assuming it was gold.
It was a metallic flake gold, yep.
How long did you have Goldie for?
Well, I had it for 3 years before I went into the service, and then my mom and dad sold the car on me, and I was heartbroken because I wanted to keep that car. I paid $100 for it.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a very, very special car for me, and I missed it.
Yo, did you ever try to hunt it down to see who bought it and try to get it back into your life?
No, because my dad told me that some people from a demolition derby bought it and they put it in a demolition derby.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Heartbroken.
Yeah, it was. I was very heartbroken because that car was amazing.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. You have a fantastic day.
I found this stat. I don't know, like, it's one of those ones where I feel like it changes all the time, but they say the average person checks their phone 110 times per day. I feel like that's excessive. Like, I feel like
it could be more.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder, does your phone, you know how it has your screen time thing gets sent to you once a week where it's like, here's how much time. Does it show how many times you pick up your phone?
I'm not sure about that. I wonder.
I'm going to look into that because I don't think I'm at 110.
I think it's probably
210.
You probably are. Because think of it, you're a parent, right? You're probably communicating with other people who may be, watching your child or
preschool, grandparents, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I also noticed on yesterday, Ryder and Lisa, Lisa was like, no, I'm not going to go on my phone after 7 p.m. at night. And I think she said she lasted 17 minutes before she went back on. And I'd like to try that myself and be like, hey, no phone after 7 p.m. And it's like, yeah, but then what do you do?
Right? What do I do with my life?
Do I dust? Vacuum? No. This is exciting for Saskatchewan residents. Starting next week, Monday, seasonal campsite reservations will be open. Now, being that you're new to the province, I don't know what it was like in maybe Ontario, but camping here in Saskatchewan, it's a big deal.
Yeah, people camp in Ontario.
We
camp. We have
cabins, cottages,
RVs, trailers, all that stuff.
Okay, so it's kind of the same. But I don't know. There seems to be this want so badly, and especially they say like since COVID and stuff, people just want to be outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. And so they've got all these new advancements when it comes to the website. You need to like refresh the page right at 7 a.m. to be put in the queue. You have to have your account established ahead of time. You don't want to do it last minute. And what is kind of nice too, they have 28 new seasonal sites available, so there's more spots.
Where do these sites come from? They just pop out of nowhere, or they've been holding on to this inventory and now they're deciding to release it?
I think it's kind of like seats for a concert or something. They're like, hey, we got 28 more seasonal sites we've been hiding. Or I don't know, maybe they're making them, just knocking down trees and making seasonal sites. Who knows? Regardless, they're there for you.
We got a pair of tickets to go see Sum 41 when they come to SaskTel Center on January 18th, 2025. All right, let's say hello and good morning to our first contestant who will be playing Perfect 10, who is Damien. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, Damien, we have 10 trivia questions. If you get all 10 correct, you will score the perfect 10 and score these tickets. But if you get one wrong, you're out, and the next person picks up where you left off at, okay?
Yep.
All right, Damien, here we go, playing Perfect 10 for Sum 41 tickets.
All right, Damien, question one. Which is the most important bee in a beehive?
The queen.
There you go. Nicely done. Question two. The biggest organ in the human body is what?
Your intestines?
No. Thanks, Damien. This is a tricky one. We're going to go to the next one. Janice.
Hello.
Hi, Janice. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're picking up a question two. The biggest organ in humans is what?
Skin?
Yes, Janice. Nice. The slogan, "Bet you can't eat just one," was from which potato chip brand?
Lays.
There you go. Question four. Which animal is the tallest in the world?
Giraffe.
Nice. Question five. Who sings Benny and the Jets?
Elton John.
There you go. How many members are there in the Spice Girls?
Four. Five.
Yes. Nicely done. Question seven. Other than Rudolph, name one of Santa's reindeer.
Comet.
Comet is correct. Question eight. Who is the lead actress in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
There you go. Question nine. What do camels store in their humps?
Water.
It is not water, Janice. Good try. We have to move on to our third caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, you're picking up at question number nine. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, what do camels store in their humps?
Fat.
Fat is correct. Question 10. The Richter scale measures the strength of what?
Earthquake.
Nicely done. Chris, you just scored two tickets to see Sum 41 January 18th of next year at SaskTel Center. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody else.
No kidding, hey. I have great news for you.
What's great news?
I got the Silly Putty stain out.
Oh, how did you do that?
On Fiona left some orange Silly Putty on her cream-colored rocking chair.
Yeah.
And luckily, the cushions have removable covers.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some internet research, and rubbing alcohol seemed to be the best use or the best thing to get rid of this stain.
And it didn't damage it whatsoever?
No. Rubbing alcohol didn't damage it. And so I took a nail brush and I scrubbed the heck out of it. Scrub, 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 scrub. And then I used some stain remover and sunlight bar soap.
Now, did you sit Fiona down and say, listen, mommy worked really hard on getting this stain out. I do not want to see another stain in here. If there is another stain, we're giving you up for adoption.
Oh.
A little extreme.
A little extreme.
I know.
Except for that part, I did. I was like, look, if this Silly Putty, if I find it anywhere other than the little egg it came in, mommy's throwing it in the garbage. So devastation set in immediately. She's like, mom, no, please. And so she's got like one more chance and then it's going in the garbage.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you think that that would be the fear of God being put into her, but I feel like if you tell her that you're going to give her up, that's even...
Yeah, that
her
would
heart will be racing.
Absolutely. She will never leave anything anywhere ever again.
We all remember when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, right?
Yes.
2022. Uh-huh. It's a moment in history. Well, it looks like their charitable foundation will be closing up shop.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah, they have a charitable foundation, and I believe it's called like the Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
After the slap went down, donations just plummeted.
Oh, I can see that.
Just started to drop like crazy, and I guess, you know, they feel like, well, we don't have enough funds to continue this thing going, so we're just going to close her on down, which is kind of sad. for mainly two reasons. One, whatever their charity did to help people, those people are not going to be getting those that help anymore. And two, bro, you got a lot of money. You could fund it yourself.
Right?
Okay. You are not struggling to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why aren't they breaking out the cards and the wallets? And
that's a very interesting point. I never thought of that.
Right?
Waiting for other people's money for a foundation they started when they could do it themselves.
Yeah.
And it was their behavior, his behavior, that got them in this position anyway.
Exactly. And Will Smith has a net worth reported about $350 million.
Okay.
So I'm sure he could fund this whole entire foundation for, you know, a couple of decades if he really wanted to.
You only recently basically dabbled in your first charcuterie.
That is correct.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was all right. The one cheese you had, I think it was like goat cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Love me some goat cheese. And that's the beauty of charcuterie, right? Is you lay down a whole bunch of meats and cheeses and crackers and pickles and fruits, whatever. It's just a plethora of options right in front of you that you get to choose from. And since charcuterie boards kind of came around, other ones have trended. We had the butter board where you smeared butter on a board and drizzled it with oil and rosemary, whatever. It's weird. French fry charcuterie boards exist where there's different kinds of dips, cross track fries, all that kind of stuff. Pancake and waffle charcuterie. I saw burger charcuterie where there's like ketchup and mustard and fixings. It's whatever. There's a new one though I saw. It's called a charcuterie board.
The charcuterie board.
Yes.
I'm assuming this involves alcohol.
Yes. But not just like, hey, here's a tray of Jack Daniels. It's like fun ones where people make up really fun shots with like little, I don't know. I saw one that had tiny little churros on the top of it, right? So they're like super fancy. And everyone brings a tray of these fancy shots and you have a charcuterie board.
That is...
It's ridiculous.
It's the lamest thing I ever heard because like... If you want to get drunk and you want to drink, drink. You don't need to make a plethora of different things. Grab your favorite bottle of wine, beer, alcohol, whatever it is, and just have a good time. Ooh, let's make a charcuterie board and we'll all bring our little thing in.
And you know what the thing is, though? It's visually, that's the other part of charcuterie boards. It's nice to look at. And so seeing all these fancy shots, it's nice to look at. But yeah, kind of a waste of time. We all know what red flags are in a relationship with somebody, right? Where it's like, whoa, he steals from the convenience store every time we go.
Which is not a bad thing.
It's just not the worst thing. Yeah. But, you know, treating his mother poorly, all that kind of stuff. Recently, too, I had heard about beige flags. Beige flags are something that's neither good nor bad, but it makes you pause for a minute when you notice it, but then you just kind of continue on, right? So some examples would be like driving in the left lane on Circle, but doing the speed limit. You know, it's like, dude, just get in the right lane. Or making weird moaning sounds when the person eats. Talking in accents when it's not necessary. It's not a make or break, but it's just one of those things where you're like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then I've just recently seen there are also green flags.
Okay.
I had no idea there were so many flags when it came to relationships. Positive actions or traits that are usually signs of healthy behavior. So these are good flags.
Oh, boy.
So things like giving genuine compliments to somebody, or if you're at a restaurant and they're like, they ask for extra gravy or something, and you're like, you know what? I like that about him. That's a green flag. Another one would be like if they're a good listener, kind person, just a good something where you're like, wow, this person's actually good.
Yeah.
So there you go. Red, beige, and green.
You know what? At the end of the day, if you really need these flags, that's crazy, man. I hate to be the guy to bust your bubble.
Oh, don't. This is all from TikTok.
Yeah, just look for a great person. Oh, my God. I can't believe this guy had so many red flags. Like,
or this guy has 6 beige flags, but 3 green. So I don't know if like I should take the beige flags as an indicator, or do I wait for more green flags to show up?
Tomorrow is big day here in the city, man.
Holy smokes.
It is official start to the 2024 WHL playoffs and the Eastern Conference leaders, Saskatoon Blades, taking on the PA Raiders.
And this is, like we were talking before, Saturday's game, the last one that kind of ended the season, it was a nothing game. It didn't matter. But the two teams, the rivalry there is so strong. There were fights going on. The team is just, I shouldn't say I can imagine. I've never been a hockey player. But you know what I mean? Like the want for this, first of all, the playoffs are tough. We've been in the playoffs before. It's so tough. But the want for that title is strong.
Very strong.
Very, very strong.
And you know what? Doesn't matter what the sport is. Once playoff rolls around, all these players kick it up a whole different gear. And the way they play and execute and communicate on the ice is just like, you're like, where did this come from? But they're striving. Mm-hmm. They want to get that cup.
And Trevor Wong right now is so incredibly hot. He has 100 points this season, which hasn't happened since 95-96. What are you laughing at?
Just
the way that he's hot?
You're like, he's so incredibly hot. Like,
as in skill level.
I think he's only your age bracket. I don't know. Maybe that's Trevor Wong's thing. Maybe he's in a club like, hey, Stacey, how's it going?
He's doing so well this season. We're so pumped for him.
Yes, we are.
And Kendra's going to have a 4-pack of tickets to give away for the Cruise Party Patio section. She's got some swag as well for that next home game.
Was at the grocery store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And was picking out some fruit, some grapes, some strawberries, blackberries.
Nice.
As I'm picking these up, you know, like I think most people do, taste the strawberry. Strawberry tastes good. Taste the blackberry. Tastes good. Taste the strawberry. All right, we're good to go. This lady looking at me, be like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, lady, mind your damn business. Okay, how else am I supposed to know if these fruits are ready to go without tasting them?
Wow. See, I've eaten a grape or two before. But a strawberry out of a packet, I've never done that.
I bought the package of grapes and strawberries and blackberries.
What if they didn't taste good? Would you not have bought them?
No, I wouldn't have. And I would just like spit it in my hand and find a garbage and chuck it out.
Because see, here's the thing. If it's paid by weight, you are technically, again, it's a grape, whatever. But technically, if it's by weight, you'd be stealing. But if it's a strawberry, they are charged per package.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
But it's, look, at the end of the day.
Do you open a banana, take a bite?
Well, no, because you can tell when a banana is good, right? By the smell of it and also by the look of it. Grapes, strawberries, blackberries, they're very hit or miss. Like, you can look at them like, oh, they look very green and plump, they're good to go. You bring them home? Not so much. So you think I'm stealing by doing this?
I don't, I guess, but also it's just I've never seen somebody do that, like a strawberry.
Listen, I've been doing this for years now, and I've never, so far, haven't ran into a problem. This lady was the first person who's ever been like, "What? Why are you doing that?
You Where were you shopping?
That. This is at Costco.
I'm just typing Costco an email here.
Of course
you
are.
Put you on the list.
Of course you are. Is what I did, is that stealing, or everyone's like, yeah, no, I've done it before?